Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana balabha giribhara dhari. Gopi jana balabha giribhara dhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachadi. Jamuna Tira Vanachadi. Kunjaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunjaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana balabha giribhara dhari. Gopi jana balabha giribhara dhari. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa. Parivajagacharya Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavarinda Ki Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. chant together text 22, Canto 9, chapter 10. And we'll read the previous verse that has no purport. Ramastamaha Purushara Parishayan Na. Kanta Samaksham Asata Pradita Shavat Swavate. Jakta Trapasya Padam Adya Jugupsitasya. Yachami kala ivakar tur alangya viryaha. Ramastamaha purushara parishayanna. Kanta samaksham asata parita svavate. Chakta trapasya padam adya jugupsitasya. Yachami kala ivakar tur alangya viryaha. Ramastamaha purushara parishayan na. Jakta trapasya param adya jagupsitasya. Yachami kala ivakar tur alangya viryaha. Ramastam aha purushada parishayanna. Chakta tapasya padam adya jagupsitasya. Yachami kala ivakar tur alangya viryaha. Ramastam aha purushada parishayanna. Samaksham asata pararit sasri. Japta tapasya padam adya jagupsitasya. Yachami kalam ivakartur alangya viryaha. Ramastam aha purushada parishayan na. Kanta samaksham asata parahrita shashvate. Japta tapasya padam adya jagupsitasya. Ichchami kalam ivakar tur alangya viryaha. So I'm going to go back and read 21 and then 22 in purport. Text 21. Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded toward
Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows. That was 21. Here's 22. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, pretty heavy, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool." Pretty heavy. "You resemble a dog, for a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnap my wife Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nacha daivat param balam. No one can surpass the strength of the transcendence, with a capital T. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potency of Lord Ramachandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahur anishwaram. The Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident, and that there is no ruler, king, or controller. Therefore, the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravana is extremely dangerous for the materialist, semicolon. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the Lord's orders is irreligious, and he is to be punished. We have a little competition with the lawnmower. Yeah, not a big yard back there. So, a few things. Na cha daivat param balam. I did a little research, and this is not so often referenced, but in a few places Prabhupada, in purports and in conversations, he references this. Na cha daivat param balam. So param balam, daivat param balam, the daivat or transcendence mentioned here, the super soul, the supreme of the five factors of action. There, one of them is daiva, and nothing can surpass the strength, bala, of daiva. So one of the references where Prabhupada writes this also is in the eighth canto of the Bhagavatam, and reference there is that there's five factors of action, and amongst the five factors of action, the strongest is daiva. So a little exercise in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, the five factors of action. You need five things, and without which any one of them being absent, then there's no action. Factors of action, karma. Material activity. You need a place where the activity is performed.